Virginia's coal industry has been on the decline for years. Since the recession hit a decade ago, the number of coal jobs in Virginia has been slashed in half. But Southwest Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith says coal from his district is needed to make steel.
And so we're going to continue to mine that high-quality coal, and we have to find ways to make sure that the American public understands that not every coal is equal to other coal, that a lot of the coal around the world is dirtier than our coal.
Griffith made his case for the future of Virginia coal during a meeting of the House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis, which was examining ways to draw down carbon and build up the economy. On the other side of the aisle from Griffith is Congressman Donald McEachin of Richmond. He says resistance to wind energy has been a stumbling block for investing in sustainable energy.
I experienced that problem in Virginia with local governments. A particular area loses its coal industry, but when we try to put up a wind farm, they're concerned about their viewshed.
One potential solution Congress will consider in the upcoming infrastructure debate, pre-zoning. If a transmission line or a wind farm meets all the standards, it gets a permit in 90 days, even if there's resistance on the local zoning board. I'm Michael Pope.